This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'd like now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Aaron Levantman. He's a playwright. His collection of five short LGBTQ plays about sex, love, and immaturity is called Almost Adults. It opens on the 17th of September and runs through the 27th, and it's at Warehouse 21. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
So it's just really interesting to read your work. I haven't seen the plays yet, but all of these plays about sex and love, mostly about gay men, and that kind of immaturity is an ongoing theme. And it's just really interesting to see a kind of like inside view of how people, how couples, how single men are behaving with one another. What was your inspiration? How did you come to write these plays?
Well, I lived in a couple of gay ghettos before I moved to Santa Fe in Chelsea, New York, and then in Provincetown. And I was interested in writing about the kind of behaviors that I was seeing in relationship among gay men. There's a sort of stereotype that there's some truth to, but I think a lot of it is a generalization that gay men can't sustain long-term relationships. And a lot of that is because there is a sort of immaturity that's inherent in them because they didn't experience the kind of adolescence that, say, heterosexual young men experience. And so, therefore, they're growing up at a later time. And I do think there is some truth to that for some men. I certainly wouldn't want to generalize for everyone. But that's sort of the kind of issue that I wanted to write about, was looking at what does it mean to be a grown-up and to be an adult when you have little guidance and little, you know, few role models growing up. And I think although the characters are there are a lot of gay male characters in it, and also women, there's a few very strong female characters as well. People that have seen past productions in other states have said that everyone relates to these stories, regardless of your gender and orientation, which is why I wanted to bring them to Santa Fe, is that I really feel that they're stories that relate to all of us, even though the characters happen to be gay men, that I think we're all, a lot of us struggle with these issues of maturity, how to become a responsible human being, if we have had, you know, not a lot of, if we'd never received the handbook on how to do so, which can be for a number of reasons relating to our upbringing in society.
It's such an interesting point that you brought up, that in a society where gay adolescents have to be, or have had to be, I don't know exactly what it's like right now, but have had to be closeted, they're basically dealing with fundamentals like staying safe and deciding whether or when and to whom to come out, as opposed to having an adolescence where you're exploring relationships and exploring all kinds of themes of who you are beyond your own sexuality.
Exactly. And, you know, some of the characters in the plays, you know, make, especially the younger characters, don't always make the best choices. And they, you know, don't necessarily have their peers to maintain intimate relationships with. They don't always have that opportunity. So they are, in some cases, are taken advantage of by people that are, you know, older than they are, because they see that as their only option for relationships. And that's very much the theme in two of the plays in particular. But I think a lot of it is about how to make good choices for ourselves, without necessarily the kind of direction that would necessarily require us to make, you know, positive decisions that can have a long-term effect.
The plays are directed by the fabulous Elena Warren Zachary.
Yes.
And one of them I saw recently, I think it was at Benchwarmers.
Yeah, one of the plays was in Benchwarmers. This is actually a very different version of it and different production of it than the one that was done recently, because we, you know, have had more time to really develop the story. The people that saw it at Benchwarmers will see a very different version of it, and one of the actors is different and brings a sort of different sort of tone to it. And I think having it set in a context of these five other similarly themed plays gives it a very different feel as well and a different meaning. But Elena has done really amazing work with the actors in developing their intentions and their actions to give it a very rich tone and a very rich feel And, you know, she, a lot of the plays take place in urban settings where Elena's lived, so she has a very particular understanding about the period and the location that possibly no one else in Santa Fe has, so we're very lucky to have her working on this production and in our community.
Very much so. The plays are called, it's a set of plays called Almost Adults, a collection of five short LGBTQ plays about sex, love, and immaturity, written by Aaron Levantman, directed by Elena Warren Zachary, opening on the 17th of September, going through the 27th. It's Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 in the afternoon. There's a special reception on the 18th, which I believe is a Friday, and the mayor is going to be there. So if people would like more information, they can go to brownpapertickets.com. They can call 1-800-838-3006. It's at Warehouse 21. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And just wanted to quickly say, if you have questions, you can also email almostadult16@yahoo.com if you would like more information as well.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to Studio X for their technical support and web design.